I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow will be a new day, but it's time for you to leave her.
Ah, that's Leave Her Johnny from the musical The Crack, which will premiere at the Milwaukee Rep starting this weekend. Larry Mueller for WPR News. And today we're talking about theater that's made right here in Wisconsin with a couple of guests. One of them, Mark Clements, is the artistic director at the Milwaukee Rep, joining us by phone. Mark, welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Jen Uphoff Gray, our other guest, would be by Google Meet, I think. She's the creator of World Premiere Wisconsin, and Jen's also the founding artistic director at Forward Theater Company. And Jen Uphoff Gray, welcome. Thank you for joining in as well.
Thanks for having me.
As we talk with our guests, we want to hear from you. Let us know why maybe you love theater made right here in Wisconsin. Which original plays or musicals are your favorite? Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Mark, I want to have you start by talking about The Crack. I looked at some of the little videos that are on the Milwaukee Rep website, and it sounds inspiring and uplifting and like a whole lot of fun. And the world premiere is coming this weekend. And maybe you should mention first what the title means, The Crack. And it's spelled C-R-A-I-C, which I think is Gaelic.
Yeah, it's what some people say Gaelic, some people say Irish or Gwelka. It means having fun, basically, having the crack. And the genesis of the production came out of people saying that to me a lot when I was working in Ireland, 16 or 17 years ago.
Yeah, and I like the term, actually. We had a great crack last night, or I'm going for a crack. I love that. Well, what gave you the idea for the musical?
Yeah, I was asked to do a project, work on a project on the script and the direction of a project. Came through an independent producer who'd got this guy who had approached him about a story, but was a business person who had a close association with a really talented musician called John Hurley. And he wanted somebody from the theater world to pull it all together. And it was just this great gig where I was shipped in. You know, I was living in London at the time, but every two or three weeks we'd either go flying to Dublin for a long weekend or to County Kerry, and specifically Dingle, where we spent a lot of time in this beautiful little village in Southern Ireland and County Kerry. And it was a gig where you were just listening to the best of the best of Irish traditional musicians who would come in. There was a lot of tourists there, but also a lot of the indigenous folk there were just sort of coming in as well. So there's this fusion of tourists and people who lived in the area and coming in for a night of crack, which a session, as they called it, would be an evening long thing over pints with little kind of stops in between. Somebody would get up, tell a story. Somebody would sing a song. A band would get together. And it was just so much fun and very inspiring. And you just left very full and full of joy and sometimes full of a little Irish other spirit as well. And I had always had this idea of trying to find a theater piece that would encapsulate and try and capture that lightning in a bottle. And so that's the genesis of the idea.
Oh, and maybe give us an overview of the plot then, which sounds, it almost sounds like you gave us an overview in your description there a bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually four or five characters in the play. So it's like a sort of piece of meta theater in that there's a sort of concert within a concert. And basically, the story is that we have this band, and this guy used to be a big local star in Dingle, but left to be in a big international band and has come back, just surprises everybody on a key night 10 years later, and how it throws them all into all the other protagonists into a bit of a tailspin. And and amidst time, they play some of the best Irish music that we all know and love.
Yeah, how difficult, or maybe it wasn't difficult at all, to find actors who could both act and play the music.
Yeah, I mean, well, over the last few years, we've done a number of shows, including the piece we did, Rum Bambi Rum, with Gordon Gaynor from the Violent Femmes, and we brought like 14 acting musicians. One of those musicians is in this cast, and that kind of really spun this project forward. There's something still magical, and there's this whole kind of culture, subculture in the acting community in America who are like as really great actors and can play often multiple instruments at a level that you would expect of a professional pit musician. And it's been really fun marrying those two and finding projects and stories to build around those performers. And, you know, people can't get enough. I can't get enough. And I enjoy making that kind of theater right now. I'm really, really having fun with these folks.
Jen Uphoff-Gray, I mean, is this an example, I think, of our Wisconsin theater scene, which I think is pretty good. How strong is it, really?
I think that we punch way above our weight here in Wisconsin theater. And that's really at every different level that theater is getting created. So you've got spectacular professional companies, with Milwaukee Rep being the flagship here in the state. But American Players, Northern Sky, Forward, Milwaukee Chamber, Renaissance, Next Act. I mean, there are wonderful professional theaters. There is an incredibly robust community theater scene across the state. Great companies doing youth theater, educational theater. There's a lot going on here that people would be surprised to know about.
Yeah. What do you think's behind the success? I mean, all these groups, and you ran off a bunch of names there, and I think I've been to most of them, or maybe all of them. What's behind the success?
Well, I do think that theater and really art in general is at its very strongest when it is created in conversation with its audience. And I think we're pretty good about that here in Wisconsin. And I think a project like Mark is talking about is a great example of work that's being generated here to start a dialogue with your audience or scratch an itch of something that they're seeking. I mean, we just, our most recent production here at Forward was also a world premiere, also by a Wisconsin playwright, Heidi Armbruster. She wrote this sort of comedic murder mystery called Murder Girl that was set in a Northwoods supper club. We sold out every seat for every performance. People were so excited to see a show like that. And I think that having that relationship with your audience, understanding them, it's not just, you know, a sort of Broadway tourist audience, and there's nothing wrong with that. But this is a very different kind of art that we make here in Wisconsin. And I think those relationships are deep and long lasting.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. On the other end, or on the other side, what are the challenges that Wisconsin theaters face?
There's no funding. We float between being 50th and 49th in the country in arts funding per capita. In a really good year, we wrestle with Mississippi or Alabama for that bottom slot. And it's really challenging. It should be embarrassing for everybody who lives here, especially because the arts sector is one of the great economic generators for our state. And I, you know, I have a lot of conversations with folks who say, oh, I don't know if the state or the counties or the cities can afford to support the arts. And I'm like, no, the arts are supporting the cities and the counties and the state with the revenue that we generate. And it is an enormous challenge and one that I deeply hope will get addressed in my lifetime.
Yeah, well, I think both of you have some experience to share on the next question I have, and maybe I'll start back with Mark. How much work goes into building an original play or musical from the ground up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very different approach, and it depends upon your resource available and what the prioritization of that resource and the availability of that resource is within the current in the company at any given time, to what you can, how you can do it and want to approach. I want to say, I think we've been very fortunate. We created a fund, the John Jack D. Lewis New Play Development Fund, and where people who donate to that part of our theater operation is a restricted fund. It means it can only go towards the development of new work. It could be anything from commissioning a play, of course, or flying a playwright in to work with us or talk with us or provide an extra week or two of rehearsal to provide workshops to make that short, that show, you know, which is like an unknown. I always joke it's a bit like the theatrical version of base jumping. You don't really know it's a terribly good idea until the parachute deploys. But, you know, it's fun doing it. And I think we, you know, theaters like The Rep and Forward, you know, I think we, I don't want to speak for Jen, but I think we all take it as part of our responsibility in a not-for-profit setup to try and provide the pipeline for new works and tap into local resource, you know, which World Premiere Wisconsin is doing and trying to put the spotlight on writers in that particular area where we can as well.
Yeah, and maybe, Jen, you could tell us more about World Premiere Wisconsin. What's your coalition's goal and so forth?
Sure, and I'll build on what Mark said. It's absolutely right. I mean, Forward's a company that does contemporary work. And every play that we produce, and I'm not talking about the world premieres, but, you know, every other play that we produce, it exists in the world because some theater company somewhere invested resources in developing it, in helping the playwright with the script and getting those first productions up and running. And so, yes, exactly, Mark. It's a responsibility we have to, you know, pardon the pun, but pay it forward. You know, we invest in new plays that other theaters will then go on to do, and it's how we build this robust ecosystem, not just here in Wisconsin, but all over the country. So World Premiere Wisconsin was an idea that we hatched back in late 2018 for a statewide festival of new works. And we spent several years putting it together. And of course, the pandemic happened in the middle of all of that. The goal, there were really three goals in starting this festival. One was to support and encourage the production of new works. One was to build relationships between theater makers across the state, whether it was staffs at these, you know, sort of regional theaters or folks working in community theaters, educational, what have you. And then the third goal was to tell a really positive story, both here in Wisconsin, but also nationally, about the really incredible generative work that is being done here in Wisconsin theater. And folks tend to think that only, you know, bus and truck touring productions happen. That couldn't be farther from the truth. So, we built all these relationships, and in the spring of 2023, we had our first World Premiere Wisconsin. And in the 4 months of that festival, there were 49 World Premiere plays and musicals developed in 22 communities across the state. It was a phenomenal success. And we're excited to build on it as we bring World Premiere Wisconsin back in 2026.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Talking with Jen Upoff-Gray, creator of World Premiere Wisconsin and the founding artistic director at Forward Theater Company, Mark Clements, artistic director at the Milwaukee Rep. And he's telling us a lot of things, but really zeroing in a little bit on The Crack. It's a world premiere coming up this weekend, a wonderful Irish musical. And looking forward to talking more about that as well and hearing from you. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.com. www.theaterinthepark.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Thanks so much for joining in today on WPR News. We're taking a look at supporting the future of theater, and we're looking at premieres in the Badger State, and one of them will be premiering this weekend, the Irish musical, The Crack. It's an Irish-inspired musical set to premiere at the Milwaukee Rep. Again, you can join us 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. Dennis in Two Rivers has a question. Let's go there first. Hi, Dennis.
Larry, seeing Milwaukee Rep, I was just wondering, is that a repertory theater? And if so, how does repertory theater differentiate from regular theater? And he mentioned actors playing instruments, which I guess in a biz would be a double threat. So if we're encouraging a double threat, should we say break both legs?
I don't know about that, Dennis, but how does a repertory theater differ from a regular theater? Dennis wants to know. Jen?
I might give that to Mark. Since
all right, Mark,
the repertory
go ahead.
Yeah, I think repertory theater goes back a long way. You know, the rep was from repertoire, which meant that shows would come in and out. So actually, a company like American Players Theater up in Spring Green, they do a number of shows which, you know, they'll bring back in and out through the season. So they'll have four or five, and some of the big festivals like Stratford, Ontario, do similar things. The rep, it's also just a generic term. I've looked this up years ago. I'd have to check again, but a Wikipedia search will show that it's usually in modern parlance used to describe a theater that is a producing theater like us and Forward, as opposed to a receiving house, which might be like one Overture in Madison and the Marcus Center in the Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee, where you're having big tours of Wicked and Jersey Boys and that thing. I think that's a fairly reductive way of describing it, but that's the best shot I've got.
I think that's a pretty, you gave it a really good shot there, I think. Thank you so much for that response, Mark. Again, you can join us 800-642-1234. Email, how could we here in Wisconsin encourage more original and excellent theater? Someone wants to know.
Well, whoever it is that wrote that, we love you and thank you. And there are so many wonderful ways that you can support a robust theater in your community, in your state. The single best way is to be a patron who comes to the theater, and even better, a subscriber who will sign up for the slate of shows at your favorite theater or theaters, plural. Obviously, being a donor is great, but just being an advocate amongst the people that you know, bring them to a show. If you're an avid theater goer and you want to see those houses full, bring a friend and then bring another friend.
Yeah, it makes good sense. Phil in Menominee has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Well, you were earlier talking about theater all over the state, but you were focusing on professional theaters. And I think you need to recognize that theater in Wisconsin is strong because it starts at the public schools, both with the schools and with independent people who want to teach kids how to act and sing and dance. That Wisconsin Public Television does an hour show every spring highlighting the best musical numbers from shows produced, unfortunately, only within 50 miles of Madison. But it's excellent quality of shows all around that area. But we're more than 50 miles from Madison. But we have excellent shows in the elementary school, in the middle school, in the high school, and Eau Claire has excellent school productions and has excellent college productions at UW Stout, UW Eau Claire. I assume the others. I don't know what the others are doing. But there's excellent productions and people working with young people to teach them the elements of acting and singing and dancing, starting at the middle school so that they can do things like Annie Jr. or there's lots of Broadway shows that have shorter versions for like middle school to do, and the high schools could do full-length productions, and they're doing excellent productions.
Phil, you've hit on something, and probably Mark and Jen both. Jen, we'll start with you on Phil's comment about the work that happens in our schools, the plays.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. It is all part of this theater ecosystem, and I think that no one part of the ecosystem is more important than the other. We all need each other. So, you know, the what's happening in middle and high schools and in colleges, and what's happening in community theaters, and what's happening in professional theaters like Mark's and like mine, all of it comes together in really important ways. And it's one of the reasons why World Premiere Wisconsin was conceived and built, not just focusing on professional theater, but on theater happening in all of these different parts of the field. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And any funding and support that can go into our schools builds the theater artists and the theater audiences of the future.
Mark, Mark Clemens, did you start out in school?
I did not. I actually, my parents were professional actors, so I spent most of my childhood trying to avoid the industry that I've ended up in. So I'm not a really particularly good example of that. But I think everything that Jen says is right. And, you know, the caller, Phil, you know, he's right. There's a lot of unsung heroes, you know, in that field. My daughter goes, you know, participates in the school productions in her school. And, you know, these are really meaningful things to the kids. In fact, funnily enough, we are in tech for the crack right now, tech rehearsal. And yesterday in one of the little lulls in the proceedings, all of the that cast, the five members of the cast, were all talking about being in a school production, what it was, what they did, what was a high point, a low point, and how those experiences were seminal experiences for all of them in kind of wanting to be a professional. And I don't think that's the be all and end all. When I think of companies like First Stage here in Milwaukee, terrific children's or young person's theater, I think the idea is about participation, collaboration. I think the kids that we have, 20 kids in Christmas Carol every year, which is going to be 50 years old next year. So there are so many kids who, you know, were like, have been Tiny Tim or one of the characters, Martha Cratchit or whatever, and have, you know, some of them have gone into the industry and some have just gone into other walks of life, but have found that experience of having to be in a company and be responsible to your company members, which, you know, we teach very strongly in that side of our operation, is a really, you know, character building, valuable building block in life.
I agree, and probably means that those kids are going to wind up coming to a lot of the productions after they get out and get in the workforce.
Yeah, very much so. And we see that all the time. You know, suddenly I'll be in the car park and someone will pull over and go, "Hey, Mark," and it's some kid that I last saw at 12 and now with a mustache. Driving a Dodge something or other. You know, so it's all good.
I understand the Milwaukee rep is working on a new edition. It's going to be called the Associated Bank Theater Center Complex.
Yeah.
Mark, maybe you could tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's basically a new building on the existing site that we have. We wanted to stay in the downtown area, had this big dream. Fortunately, it was a dream. It was an $80 million dream, and we managed to raise pretty much the money primarily in the last 2 years. We started launching it pre-pandemic, and then, of course, the pandemic put a stop to that because we were wondering what we were coming back to, if there was anything to come back to. So as soon as it felt like we regained some kind of traction, we opened up the campaign and there was incredible appetite. And, you know, this city, this state, I mean, to some of the questions that you and Jen have mentioned, is incredible in terms of the passion that people have. You know, and often I'm asked, why? I don't know if it's because we're forced to be in the cold for 8 months of the year, you know, and it's we need to find interesting things, stimulating things to do indoors and entertain ourselves. But You know, it's an incredible city that, as I think Jen used the term earlier, punch above our weight. That's what I thought when I first came to the city 14 years ago. You could see this was a city that had a ballet company, a serious symphony orchestra, multiple theater companies, a ballet company, an opera company. And, you know, for a city that is, 100,000 people, and then, you know, within the state. And, you know, it's amazing to me who our audience ranged from. You know, it's not actually the city that's primarily doing this, Northern Illinois. People come from Ohio. You know, they come from everywhere. So we have something special here. You know, I'm not sure we can quite put our finger on it, but I think we know that some of the component parts that comprise that, and try to make sure that we pay good attention to that and hear our audience and take them on this journey with us, where we give them to a certain extent what they want, and then, you know, great taste of menus to excite them with new kind of material.
Yeah. And center complex, and that's to be completed. When do you think that'll be completed, by the way?
Oh, I know when it's to be completed. we have three auditoria, two are being completely rebuilt. So the powerhouse will become the Ellen and Joe Chakota powerhouse. That will open with our inaugural production in late October 2025, this year, which is so weird saying it. And then in early 26, around about mid-February, February 13th, I think, is when we will open the Hero Frankie studio. And these will be, and the spaces in between, we have a Hertzfeld Education Center, which is going to be a fantastic thing for serving the community, the young folks, because I think the public school system is stretched. You know, often the first things to get to go in cuts are the arts, music, and so we see a real need for that. And now we'll have this amazing space where people can perform and where people can hold conferences. They'll have full facilities, and that will open again in the fall. And as I say, then the studio will go quiet for a few months until we rebuild that and open in February 26.
That sounds fantastic, Jen.
It sure does.
Man, it sure does. Rick emailed. He's wondering about the quality and quantity of the talent pool needed to put on live theater in, for example, Dane County or the Milwaukee area. Is it hard to find actors, musicians, set designers, and that sort of thing? Rick wants to know.
I don't think so. Forward, since its founding, and we're in our 16th season right now, part of our mission statement is providing employment for the Wisconsin theater professionals here in our state. We were founded during the 2008-2009 recession. A lot of equity, that means union theater companies, had gone under. We wanted to make sure that there wasn't too big of a talent drain. So usually between 90 and 95% of the folks that we hire every season, and we hire about 140 artists every season, and the vast majority come from Wisconsin. So there's tremendous talent here.
And I'm thinking about the number of people it takes to put on a production. It's a large number, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll look on stage and you might see a cast of one or two people, or maybe five or six people. You know, I'm not talking, obviously, the Christmas carols, like the rep puts on, those are our big extravaganzas. But a lot of shows, you'll see just a few folks on stage, but that gives you no idea of the depth, the designers, the stage managers, the directors, the run crew, the artisans, the technicians that that put these shows together. The bodies on stage are just a mere fraction of the professional talent that it takes to do a show.
Yeah, and the marketing people. I mean, it just kind of goes on and on. And I know a guy who's into lighting, and I mean, just lighting itself it requires a lot of skill.
A lot of skill and a lot of different skills. So, you know, just thinking about the lighting element, mm-hmm. you're going to have your lighting designer. You're going to have a master electrician who's going to oversee the installation of the lights. You're going to have the light board operator who actually cues those lights. throughout the performance. You've got all the electricians who are hanging those lights and focusing those lights and taking them down again for the next show. It takes a lot of different people with a lot of different skill sets to do what we do.
Jim is wondering, how is World Premiere Wisconsin funded?
That is an excellent question, Jim. The vast majority it comes from contributions from the participating theaters, and they're modest, and they're sort of tiered so that what a community theater in Appleton is contributing is, obviously going to be much smaller than what a large professional company. We ask our participating theaters for a tenth of a percent of their operating budget. But each company is producing their own world premiere out of their regular operating budget for that season. So it's really a relatively small amount of overhead that goes into all of the marketing and community building efforts that we do outside. I mean, we certainly received some support in our inaugural outing from business bureaus, from a few corporate sponsors, a few individual sponsors. It certainly does, take that support, but we run it pretty lean in order to make it as easy for as many companies as possible to participate.
Sue emailed us and wanted to talk about another production. Murder for Two is coming to the Capital City Theater February 21st through March 2nd. It's written in music by Joe Kedossian and lyrics, I think, Kellen Blair. Much was written here in Wisconsin by Wauwatosan Joe Kedossian. So, and this show's had worldwide success, Sue says, including in England, Canada, Japan, and China. And she says it is hilarious. So there's one example.
Yeah.
Yeah, we produced that, and we love having Joe in because he has a very large family. And we know we sell hundreds of tickets just based on Joe when he's in a show. So we're always welcoming him. And he and his writing partner put together, it's a very funny, skillful show. I saw it at Chicago Shakes initially, and it ran and ran. And in fact, they could have kept on going, but they had other productions coming in. So eventually they had to stop it. And then we produced it at the Rep, and we did absolute gangbusters with it. And as I say, it's always great having Joe back in town, and we love having him. Yeah, yes. In fact, we're working on another piece with him right now.
Ah, wonderful. Attendance. Have you seen an attendance increase or an interest increase at the theater company's productions, or how has it changed over the years?
Well, I won't speak for Mark's company, just for my own, but we have regular conversations from the leaders of the professional companies in the state. Everybody saw a hit of varying percentages with COVID,
of
course.
Yeah.
But I think really all these companies are building back really strong. I know at Forward, in the last, say, year and a half, five of the six shows are among our top sellers in our history. So we are now way ahead of where we were pre-pandemic. But things were pretty dark when we had to go dark. But I think we're seeing a lot of really robust audience enthusiasm for these live experiences that I think folks are valuing even more highly after we all went through the pandemic.
Yeah, it's that was a terrible time for everyone. Although I must say it did increase the practically every author I've had on my show it recently has said that they wrote it during COVID.
So sure.
There was a little uptick in that part of it anyway. Talking today with Jen Upoff-Gray, creator of World Premiere Wisconsin, also the founding artistic director at Forward Theater Company, and Mark Clements, the artistic director at the Milwaukee Rep, and he's talking about The Crake, which is an Irish-inspired musical set to premiere at the Milwaukee Rep. We're going to talk some more about that. And also take your questions. What questions do you have about theater or maybe about The Crack or about other productions that you have attended. Love to hear from you. Number to call, 800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking with Jan Upoff Gray, creator of World Premiere Wisconsin, and Mark Clements, the artistic director at the Milwaukee Rep, and talking with him about giving us a preview of The Crack, an inspired Irish-inspired musical set to premiere at the Milwaukee Rep. You can join in 800-642-1234 or email to talk@WPR.org. And the Crack starts this weekend, right, Mark?
Yeah, we have our first preview tomorrow night as my stomach flips over because there's never enough time. But, yeah, we start our preview, official opening on Sunday, and we run through the middle of March, yeah.
It must have been fun, you know, and I would encourage anybody who wonders, well, should I go and see this? Go to the Milwaukee Rep website and just take a look at the snippets that are on the site about the music and talk about it. Was it a lot of fun to put together? Because it seems so much fun when I look at those snippets, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun. I mean, I think right now theatergoers, we're living in very polarized times in general and in this country, and I think there is definitely a market for work that feels restorative and is fun, has some substance and brings us back as in the true sense of the idea of the shared experience, where the theater does that really well. So this is designed to be a very fun night with some substance and with some absolutely brilliant musicians, and just watching acts and musicians and watching these guys in rehearsal is fun. You know, I find, you know, I always kind of balk a little bit, at the word fun. Just because I feel like I'm wearing three hats in this production. Artistic director of the theater, which always has a fiscal responsibility as a co-writer and also the director. And so, you know, I'm always relieved when people like it and, or it's sold well. And the one part is already dealt with. I mean, I think it seems that it's pretty much sold out for the next 2 months, or very rare few seats. So I think people are interested and inspired by this program today, probably book earlier. I know we always say that in the term, but it's true. If you try and look online, you'll see that. And, head for March. So, I'm having as much fun wearing those three hats as I can.
Oh, man. By the way, what's the next show for Forward Theater?
Our next show is called Summer 1976 by David Auburn, and it is starring the brilliant Colleen Madden and Heidi Armbruster. It's two women in the summer of 1976. They're both mothers and different in every other possible way, and exploring the things that bring them together. There's a sort of undercurrent of what was life like during second wave feminism. And really what I'm terribly excited about is that these two actresses are going to be doing a bit of a high wire act, because they are going to be alternating who plays which role.
Oh,
so they are working hard. I think it would be safe to say they might be slightly terrified at this point in the rehearsal process, but they are both brilliant and rock stars. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to see it multiple times as they trade back and forth.
I was going to say a lot of people might be intrigued to go a couple of times at least, just to see the differences, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, talking about actors, I think David in Milwaukee has something that relates to that. David, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. My grandfather used to always talk about Judith Light. I think she was with the Rep back in the 70s. And I know we have Willem Dafoe that came from Milwaukee. Are there any other notable actors that you can come up with offhand that came from Milwaukee Theater?
Oh. Well, Mark, start with you.
Well, I think Shem was going to answer, and I would love her to lead on that. I mean, Judith is, you know, a legend, and she started off as a an acting intern then. It was her first professional job, and, you know, we've been talking to Judith for a while now about doing something, but I was going to, Jen, you were about to say something, I think.
Well, I just, if you expand it to Wisconsin versus just Milwaukee, I mean, there's such a wonderful long list of fabulous performers with their roots here. You know, Tony Shalhoub from the Green Bay area, Brad Whitford, Jane Kaczmarek, Orson Welles, right? Didn't he start out here in Wisconsin? Of course, Lunton Fontanne with the fabulous Ten Chimneys estate. In Genesee Depot. I mean, there's a long list of wonderful theater artists who got their start here.
Yeah, absolutely. Barb had emailed us. Barb and her husband are probably on their fifth year of season tickets for Forward Theater.
Thank you.
Yeah, always an exceptional, Barb says, always an exceptional value for our entertainment dollars. Can't believe the talent and professionalism they attract to our relatively small Midwestern city. And she mentions she loved Murder Girl.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Barb. I really appreciate that. That is what we are trying to do for you.
Oh, I hope you get that kind of response from people.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the big things, this harkens back to something I said at the beginning of the hour about that conversation that we try to have as a theater company with our audience, and to do that in a lot of different ways. You know, it's soliciting emailed feedback or comments on social media, but we do talkbacks after all of our performances, short ones. But after every performance, if you want to stick around for about 20 minutes and talk with the actors in the play and with me or the other artists involved, and it's a wonderful way to hear directly from people about how they are experiencing the work that we do, whether they're loving something or uncomfortable with something or feeling challenged or whether their thoughts are being provoked. That dialogue really influences the way we think about our programming for future seasons. It's very enriching and affirming to get to be in conversation like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, any comment to throw in there?
Yeah, I just wanted to hop back to the production, next production at Forward 1976 with both Colleen and Heidi involved. I mean, I would say that we have, you know, especially the actors that are coming out of APT and some of our Milwaukee-based actors, I think we actually have some of the best actors in the country, full stop. And the fact that they are on our stages is and right in that play, you know, I see Heidi, and so I will be there, and I'd want to see them, you know, flip-flopped on the roles. So I think, you know, people should definitely go and see two of the best people in the country, let alone in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and can I, if I can just add, thank you,
yeah.
Mark. And I think you bring up a really great point. And I too, you've worked all over the country, I mean, all over the world. I spent 15 years working on and off Broadway in New York City. The caliber of what is being created here, of the artists, the actors, the designers, the directors, really is among the best happening anywhere. And I think it's partly because it's very wonderful to be able to build a life in a place like Wisconsin. And artists choose that very purposefully sometimes, like, they could be hired on Broadway, they could be in a TV series, they could be in film, and many of the artists that live and work around the state have chosen to have a life here because of the many other qualities that all of us choose to have a life here. And I'm so grateful that companies like ours and all of the other wonderful theaters around the state provide them places to work.
How do you get involved with creating theater? How can somebody's interested, how do you get involved in it? That's a that's a tough question, maybe, or not.
It's such a huge question, and I think it varies. And what kind of theater do you want to make? Do you want to work in college theater? Do you want to work in community theater, professional theater, touring theater? Do you want to be an actor, a director, a playwright, a designer? It is a slightly different path for in all of those circumstances. But I will say, I think a lot of us are invested in and really focused on how do we create those opportunities. Mark, I'll let you talk about the incredible programs Milwaukee Rep offers for emerging artists in a lot of different disciplines. I know here at Forward, we do a lot of new work festivals to support playwrights. We also just launched a couple weeks ago the first ever Wisconsin Directors Lab, which was intended to provide education, support, networking for directors working in all of these aspects of our ecosystem. And it was great. We had over 115 folks from all over the state here for a whole weekend. So that'll come back. But I want to hand to you, Mark, because you do a bunch of educational things there.
Yeah, I think there's outlets for, you know, for if you're interested in writing or acting or being a technician. You know, there's a lot of career paths. You know, we hold career days. I think if people are interested, you can also look on the website. And there are always people to talk to at our organization, you know, that I know of that can advise, you know, offer career advice and next steps. And we get a lot of that. I think for, you know, it's a tough profession to choose, you know, because there's usually more positions, there's more people than positions available, and it's very competitive, and you do need a little bit of luck as well, being in the right place at the right time, having the right person to be your mentor or whatever. But I also think, you know, if it's a dream for people, then there's a million reasons, and there's probably a million people who try and talk you out of that dream. And I think if you're focused and go, question everything, well, you know, why couldn't I? You can write a book on things why you shouldn't do something. I mean, when I'm programming plays, I think one of the things that's helped me is just kind of having a healthy disregard for everybody who says to me no. You know, I mean, it kind of fires me up. And I think if you're that sort of person, you go, I want to write a play, then write a play. Nobody's stopping you doing that. And then, you know, it's not a thing until it's a thing on a page. And then try and find someone, talk to someone who's prepared to read it, critique it, be open to that critique, whatever it is, and just, you know, hone your craft. That's how everybody gets going at some stage. And you know, for some things, there needs to be a formal training. And, you know, if you feel that's where you want to spend your time, then just go for it. Life's too short not to do that. That's my view.
Yeah, it makes sense. And, that, you know, with the center, the new center opening, what are you planning for that in terms of a production? Or haven't you thought about it? Oh, I'm sure you've thought about it.
Well, yeah, we're actually announcing our inaugural season on January the 27th in the Pabst Theater because we don't have a main stage. And it's kind of amazing. I heard this yesterday. That actually knocked me over because I thought, you know, the Pabst seats 1,380 people. I know this because we do Christmas Carol in there. And we have currently a waiting list of 70 people waiting to hear our inaugural season. And I'm very excited about that. We're going to have 12 magnificent performers. So the cat will be out of the bag on the 27th. And you'll get a snapshot at least of what the first season will be.
Well, I tell you what, it has been a great pleasure for me to talk with both of you today. And you both have been very successful, and I wish you continued success. Jen Uphoff Gray, creator of World Premiere Wisconsin and founding artistic director at Forward Theater Company. Mark Clements, artistic director of the Milwaukee Rep. Thank you both for being with us today. It was a real treat for me and I think for our listeners as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you. You for joining and listening in today. This and all of our shows are a team effort. Our producers, Clara Kniper, Joel Patnod, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins, and our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller, and stay with us. Lots more at Stir here on WPR News.
Sure, you know. to leave her.